Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Zero Dark Nerdy, the galaxy's favorite pop culture podcast, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network, betonline.ag for all your sports betting needs, Golden Ticket Cinemas with the brand new Hollywood Ale House right here in Greensboro, North Carolina, and 19 other locations across the United States, and our good friend Sailfish Comics. Three locations here in North Carolina, one in Concord, one in Winston-Salem, and our good friends on Stanley Road. All right, party people, happy new year and happy holidays. This is your boy Brian from Zero Dark Nerdy, the world's most notorious pop culture podcast. And today I'm joined with
Ryan Saber, Captain Cleveland Browns, Cavs, Guardians, CLE, till I die. Happy new year to all you beautiful people out there. I hope 2024 is the best year yet.
We love all of you. Again, thank you for your patience. We already just dropped a 2023 movie recap. This is our annual movie review. And, you know, just kind of a little bit disclaimer out there. If we do drop some dates, these dates are tentative, as we know. We did, how many times did we talk about Top Gun Maverick because of the pandemic?
Three fucking years.
So, I mean, it just seems to happen. I believe a couple of these were supposed to come out this year or 2023 and have now been pushed to 2024. Writer strike, actor strike, all that stuff happened in 2023. Hopefully this is your best year ever as we approach year six of Zero Dark Nerdy. Captain Cleveland and I are going to be going over some movies we're really looking forward to. Some maybe not so much. And then we're also going to, you know, talk about what films we think may be the highest grossing, which ones may bomb, and which ones may just surprise us. So without further ado, let's kick this off with the one and only Captain Cleveland.
I'm really looking forward to some stuff that we got coming out this year. I think over the last couple of years, we've been sort of inundated, overexposed to superhero movies, both of the major studios that cover Marvel and DC have kind of committed to less volume, more quality. And because of that, I think it opens the door for some other content to come in. So I'm going to start off, I guess the ones I am looking forward to the most, and I have no list without this film right here. All right. This is the follow-up to my favorite movie of 2020. Dune Part 2 is coming in March. Timothy Chalamet, Zendaya, you've got old boy that played Elvis. I think Florence Pugh might even be in this.
She is.
Christopher
Walken.
Christopher Walken. Dune was the one that came out in 2020. Part one was fucking phenomenal. I loved it. I am so pumped for this. This will be a opening night at the theater movie for me. So, you know, my list really begins and ends with that, but I do have a couple others that I'm looking forward to. A sequel, but a non-continuation of a film that came out in 1996 that starred Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton. RIP to Bill Paxton. Twisters. I fucking loved the original Twister movie. It's a rewatchable for me to this day. If it's on TNT or whatever, I turn it on, I watch it. I am a sucker in general for the disaster movies, 2012, The Day After Tomorrow, all those different kinds of movies. But Twister's really, I think, kind of started that whole genre in 96, and then we had about a 5 or 6 year run where we were getting one or two of those movies every year. The good cast Daisy Edgar Jones. She's an up and comer. She's been in a lot of different movies over the last several years. Glenn Powell, our boy Hangman from Top Gun Maverick.
He's so great.
He's turning into a fucking star. A
rising star.
He has a very sort of Ryan Gosling, Ryan Reynolds, Hollywood good looks, funny, plays the asshole really, really well. You know, so he's sort of kind of cut from the Ryan Reynolds, Ryan Gosling cloth. He's sort of the next in line to kind of do that thing. So I really like him. And then Anthony Ramos, we talked about him in the last episode, how he shined in the new Transformers movie. He is going to be in this film as well. Really, really pumped about a good old fashioned disaster movie that comes out in the summertime, mid-July. I will definitely see that in the theaters as well. Deadpool, you know, I'm not going to say too much about it. I mean, look, Deadpool 3, Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman, we're getting Wolverine. You don't know what to expect with that film. I believe it's the only MCU movie we're getting next year. So for me, it's like, well, shit, I'm not getting three, four, five MCU movies. Right. I'm going to see that one. And then the last one for me, just of the ones that I'm looking forward to the most, is a little bit of a question mark because of the date. You know, you did the disclaimer with the push with, you know, films getting pushed. This film was originally supposed to come out in March of this year. Now there is no release date, and that is Spider-Man Beyond the Spider-Verse, the sequel to last year's Across the Spider-Verse. Will we get it in 24? I don't know. It's, you know, we talked about it in length in the last episode where we recapped the movies of 23, how great we thought that film was. I'm pumped. I'm pumped for more. I'm pumped to come back, see what happens with Miles Morales as he's gone into this multiverse, this animated Spider-Verse. What's going to happen? Just really, really excited about that. So though that's the short list of the ones that I am just all in, no concerns, ready to rock and roll. I'll be there opening day.
Love it. Great list. Captain Cleveland bringing the heat as always. To expand on that, you know, Deadpool 3, there are so many wannabe spoilers out there, and I definitely respect Ryan Reynolds for being like, listen, guys, can we stop? Because I'm at the point now to where I do want to be surprised. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't want to know that X-23 from Logan was going to show up, which is, you know, one of my daughters and I movies and this and the other. So I hope that he keeps pumping out just fake images and fake everything else and just putting it out there, because I do want to be surprised with the cameos that we're going to get. I mean, and we've heard it all. Everything from the original X-Men to... you know, even like some of the Fantastic Four characters that we've already had in the past, things like that. So I hope that not too much of this movie is ruined for me before it starts, which is, you know, seems to be the trend. Hey, there's this news, there's that news, blah, 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 blah. So just keep pumping out fake images, fake whatever, to just keep us on our toes. I'm going to go with something a little bit different than what I would normally do, because you did touch on Dune Part 2. It was supposed to come out really right around this time this year. Push to March. Can't wait to see it. So I'm going to go with the date keeps going back and forth. These movies, this is the first one without John Krasinski, Jim Halpert from The Office directing A Quiet Place Day One. Movies are absolutely fantastic. These aliens come down. They can't see, but they have supersonic hearing. And I've always, and we got a glimpse of Day One in A Quiet Place Part Two. So I'm looking forward, and apparently this isn't going to be the same family. It's going to be taking place somewhere else in the world. I've always been interested to see, and that's what interests me the most, is the day when shit hits the fan, what happens? Because that's, you know, as you watch these, you know, just these shows, right, like Walking Dead, everything else, like shit's already hit the fan, and you kind of see how people have adjusted. I'd rather see more when it actually happens. So I'm excited for A Quiet Place, Day One. The third film in the series. This one, like I said, will not have John Krasinski directing. In the last episode, we just talked about A24 and how they're expanding a little bit from their horror and suspense genre. Civil War, coming out April 26th.
Yes.
2024. Directed by Alex Garland, who was the writer and director of Ex Machina, fantastic film, Annihilation, great. 28 Days Later, he was the writer on. So, you know, if you haven't seen the trailer for this, I highly suggest you get on YouTube now and check it out. But pretty much what scares me the most is that I feel like this can actually happen.
Yeah.
So pretty much it is a modern day civil war. A lot of the Western states, and of course, Florida, secedes from the U.S. And then it follows reporters and families trying to find safety. Very super conventional. I didn't want to just pick blockbusters. You know, I'm not excited for Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, sure. Kung Fu Panda 4, of course. That series doesn't miss, and what's not to love about Jack Black. But those are definitely my three that are interesting.
That's good.
So to touch on what Saba said about the release date for Spider-Man Beyond the Spider-Verse, I think I know why this might be pushed. And this is going to lead me to the movies I'm not super psyched about.
Okay.
And unfortunately, the majority of these movies are Sony comic book movies.
Mm.
And I think this is why they might push it, because Sony has three live action films coming out next year as a part of the Spider-Man universe. If you may not know, Sony owns the rights of Spider-Man. So when you see the Spider-Man MCU movies, Sony's still attached. So the first one, Madam Web, coming out February 14th. Based on the trailers, it kind of reminds me of Final Destination meets Team Spider-Woman. Like, I'm not super excited about this. I don't know much about the comics. It's just one of those, like I said, the Final Destination thing, it seems like one of the characters sees what happens before it actually happens. So that's one. My next one, this one was pushed back. This was originally supposed to be an October 2023 date. Kraven the Hunter. As much as I truly enjoy Aaron Taylor Johnson, as well as Ariana DeBois, I believe it is. She played, she was in Hamilton, and she was Anita in West Side Story. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And of course, there's Russell Crowe in there. It's rated R. So I'm a little bit excited about that aspect of it. There's going to be some violence in there. And like I said, I love these actors. And I don't ever blame actors for when there's a terrible movie, for the most part. But I'm just not excited about this. I think Sony at this point is just trying to pump out as much Spider-Man content as they possibly can. Because I think eventually Disney's just going to make the price right and say, you know what, we're
taking it.
Buy this. And I think that's what it is. And then, unfortunately, as much as we brag about Tom Hardy, and I love him and I love his character in this, Venom 3 coming out November 8th, 2024. Now, they did add Juno Temple to the cast from Ted Lasso. She's great. Yeah. There are rumors, which is why I do have hope. There are rumors that Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I think all of these characters, the Kraven and Venom, and I think they're all in the Amazing Spider-Man timeline. The Andrew Garfield timeline.
Right. Well, I don't remember seeing Venom in that timeline.
Well, you didn't see it because they did Rhino and...
Gotcha. Well, yeah. The thing is, though, the one thing I'll give him credit for and why I am excited about Venom 3, of the three, you know, if I have to pick one of the three, I'm going to go with Venom 3, is the fact that they did have the end credit scene tie in with Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yep.
So... you know, would it be great to see Andrew Garfield again in the Spider-Man outfit? Yes, I think those movies were great. I don't care what anybody says. I thought both of them were really good. So, and I mean, like I said, I like Tom Hardy and I love his character in this film. So that one of the three live action, again, Sony Spider-Man movies, which is why I hope they don't bump Beyond the Spider-Verse, because that one, Venom 3, is November 8th. So I think if Beyond the Spider-Verse comes out, I'm hoping a Christmas release. So those are the ones that I'm just,
Any interest in the Mad Max, the Furiosa?
There is some. I think Anna Joy Taylor.
Yeah, she was in the Queen's Gambit. She's done some other stuff. She's good.
She's great. You know, she's been a rising star for the last few years now. Yeah. She plays a young Furiosa. I did really like the last Mad Max with Tom Hardy. Yeah. So I'm interested to see her origin story and the fact that they use so many live action shots. There's not a lot of CGI in the Mad Max films. So I you know, it is interesting. Like I said, I liked the last one. I am interested in this one.
Okay. So I'm not going to do a list of the movies that I don't want to see, because that probably would take an hour and 45 minutes. I guess what I will do is a couple that are kind of question marks for me. Okay. That a couple of them are movies that I probably should want to see that I have questions about. And another one is one that I'm very intrigued by, but I need to see more. So I will start with the ones that I should be excited about that I'm not. Bad Boys 4. I think if you had talked to 25-year-old me and said, you know, dude, you're going to get two more Bad Boys movies in about 15 years, I would have been like, wow. Yeah. And it wasn't that the last one wasn't good. It's just the last one was called Bad Boys for Life.
What a waste of a title.
Like, what in the fuck? And I think what's going to happen, I've read some stories that the son, right? The young man that played Mike Lowry's son, we found out towards the end of the third movie, spoiler alert. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to play a bigger role in this, and then they're going to spin it off and give him maybe his own extension of the franchise or whatever. Look, I will see it. Love Will Smith. Love Martin Lawrence. Love the Bad Boys franchise. But this one is a very big question mark for me. I don't know what's left with this story. So we'll see. The next one, man, I am fucking concerned.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I am concerned. So this is the 40-year anniversary of when the original Beverly Hills Cop came out. The original Beverly Hills Cop came out in 1984.
Yeah.
40 years. We're getting a fourth Beverly Hills Cop. And the third one in Wally World or whatever was horseshit.
Terrible.
You know, it's called Beverly Hills Cop Axel F. It's going to be on Netflix. The trailer just came out earlier this week or maybe over the weekend. I will watch it and I will probably like it because I fucking love Eddie Murphy. I love Beverly Hills Cop. I love Axel Foley. They're bringing a lot of the original characters back. But I am concerned because this thing, it jumped the shark with fucking 3, and they're going back to take another bite of the apple like 20 years later.
Yeah.
I'm concerned. Now this last one is, I just saw the trailer and I thought you were actually going to say this, talk about this. I just saw the trailer and it was like a teaser yesterday. And I did a little digging into it. It's a movie called Spaceman. And it comes out in March, and it's an Adam Sandler movie on Netflix. And it seems like it's a serious role in the ilk of Punch Drunk Love and Uncut Gems, which we know, for anybody who's a real Adam Sandler fan, obviously love the comedy, love, you know, all the stuff that he's done. Mm-hmm. But some of his best work is when he plays serious roles.
Yeah, even funny.
And this feels like a serious role. I'm all for it. Like I said, Netflix on March 1st. We'll see what happens. But that's a big question mark for me because I knew nothing about it until yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, I literally just found out about this film today and did not have time to check out the teaser for it. But I do want to look into that. And it'll be interesting to see. I think, to your point on Beverly Hills Cop, why it's called Axel F. I think eventually what might happen, because our boy, who was Robin in the...
Joseph Gordon-Levitt plays his partner.
You know, this might be a thing to where the changing of the guard, just like you said with Bad Boys, to keep these IPs going. You know, unfortunately, Hollywood, they want to keep recycling this shit over and over and over again.
Hey, Murphy's 65 fucking years old, dude. It's like Murtaugh out there still running and gunning. You know what I mean?
Right. And I mean, obviously it's less believable now. In the 80s, you're like, yeah, you know, some cop from Detroit can go to Beverly Hills and fuck some shit up. That would never happen.
And ever. that's the thing. Like every once in a while, I'll read an article where they're talking about dusting off Lethal Weapon. I'm like, bro, like fucking Murtaugh was tired of this shit fucking 35 years ago.
He started up in the first film.
I'm too old for this shit. He said it 5 minutes into the first movie.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know. Like, I'm all about the nostalgia. We love these old movies. Just don't fuck this shit up for me. That's all I'm saying.
Agreed. Agreed. Couldn't agree more. So that's what we're looking forward to and some concerns. I really like this. I want you to keep going with this year that I'm concerned. I like it. We need to do something with that, you know, new year. Not necessarily new us, but you know, obviously you got to get with the times and do.
Wait a minute.
I like I'm concerned.
Are we wrapping up here?
No. I mean, I just
want to make sure I get my this or that or my trivia question, because I have some making up to do for that fucking Fast and the Furious shit I pulled on the last episode.
All good. So what do you think? You know, here are my questions for you, Saba. What do you think will be the highest grossing film of 2024? Because I know we talked about some, you know, kind of middle of the field ones. A lot of people know the big ones coming out, as I mentioned, Spider-Man, you know, Ghostbusters, Dune, this, that, and the other. But which one do you think is going to take home the crown?
I don't know, man. Like, I need to really think about this. I mean, can you give me what's going to be the highest grossing? It's not going to be a Marvel movie. I mean, it's not going to be Deadpool.
Yeah, it's hard to see. I mean, if you would have told me Barbie was going to be the highest grossing movie of 2023 when the year first started out, I literally would have laughed out loud.
Inside Out 2's got a shot. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think Twisters has a shot.
Okay.
Beetlejuice, maybe. Gladiator 2.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna stick with the animated route this year. I'm gonna say Kung Fu Panda 4 will be the film of 2024.
I'm with you. I think that the animated movies got a shot, but I'm gonna go with Gladiator. I'm gonna go out on a limb.
Okay. Love it. I mean, love the first one. We'll see what happens with this one. I mean, Mario, if it weren't for Barbie, Mario would have been the highest grossing movie of the year at $1.3 billion. So I'm going to go with Kung Fu Panda 4.
Okay.
All right. What film do you think is going to be like the surprise of the year that is going to get that buzz, kind of like the Dungeons and Dragons, the Blue Beetle, you know, a bunch of the ones that we named off before? Like, what do you think? And not just like box office wise, but it's going to just catch a buzz. And a lot of people are going to be like, damn, this was actually pretty good.
I think it's the Twisters movie, man. Like, I know I keep going back to that, but I just think that where we're at in the landscape right now with how much superhero shit and just like it's been pushed down our throat. Like, when's the last time we've just had a really good old fashioned Hollywood summer fucking blockbuster movie? Like, we did it 2 years ago with Top Gun, and you saw what happened there. Like, I think people are just starved for like an Independence Day or, you know, the stuff that we had back in the late 90s, early 2000s, you know, just you can go to the movies in the summertime and just watch a, you know, a regular old fucking blockbuster. So I'm going to go with Twisters. I think that it's going to make a lot of money. I think a lot of people are going to see it. And I think a lot of people are going to like it because we're 30 years later.
Yeah.
They did so much cool shit with the original one. Right. Like, imagine what they're going to be able to do with everything now. I think that's the one, man. I feel it.
I like it. I mean, especially with the way movie theaters are today, you know, you got the RPX and everything else that includes the seats rumbling and everything else. I mean, that's something that you're going to want to experience in the theater. I don't care how the surround sound is. So I like that. I think my... all right. So let's get to the this or that question. We're going to be doing this every single episode here. You know, the last one I asked...
It's my favorite part.
James or Dave Franco. So today we're going off of Ninja Turtles here. Leonardo or Michelangelo?
I mean, I see myself as more of you know, Leonardo kind of guy, you know, leader, strong, fearless. I'm going to go look. Everybody loved Michelangelo because, you know, he was the pizza dude,
party animal,
you know, cowabunga, all that bullshit. But like, I was always more of a Leonardo guy. So yeah, definitely. And it's not even tough for me. Matter of fact, hey, hot take express right here.
Okay.
I would put Michelangelo in fourth place.
Whoa.
I would go Leo, Raphael, because I love those fucking size.
Yeah.
Donatello, then Michelangelo.
Oh, hot take right there.
Yeah.
Goodness.
No doubt.
Okay. I will say I figured you for more of a Leonardo guy. And like I said on the last episode, check out TMNT Mutant Mayhem.
I'm going to watch it tonight.
That's right. All right. Here's a trivia question. As always, for those of you here local to the Triad or in North Carolina, we got multiple trivia nights all week long. Big thank you to our boy Jadon for taking the realm and really expanding this trivia empire here across the Triad. You can see the trivia nights on our social media as well as on our website, popculturepodcast.com. Just click on the events page. You'll get details for at least five of the trivia nights going on. So your trivia question today is, last year, this sequel had a $155 million opening weekend when it came out on December 16th. Give me the name of the film.
Is this 22 or 20, 22 or 23?
Yeah, 22. Hold on. Yeah.
All right, I'm just going to guess one. I'm trying to do in my head like when stuff came out. I'm going to go The Glass Onion. And that's wrong because it was a Netflix movie. So right.
So you get another shot at this.
And it only did $155 million in the opening weekend?
Overall, it was one of the highest grossing movies.
Yeah, so that's Avatar.
There we go. Let's get the air horn out there. All right, so you're one for one now. We're going to keep track of this.
Man.
One for one now on trivia.
I guess the Netflix movie, for Christ's sake.
Right? And that's the thing. It's tough. And like I said, the year flies by so much. Like, I thought Avatar way
over. I remember. About
this year, to be honest with you.
Well, because it was supposed to come out and they pushed it because of COVID. It's hard for me to remember when stuff came out, dude. The last three years has been a fucking
everything since COVID. Like, time just doesn't exist. It all just blends together.
Okay. All right.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for our latest episode of Zero Dark Nerdy, the galaxy's favorite pop culture podcast. Big thank you to our sponsors, the Believe Podcast Network, betonline.ag, Golden Ticket Cinemas, in particular, Hollywood Ale House, right here in Greensboro, North Carolina, the old Brassfield Cinemas location, and Sailfish Comics with three locations in NC, one in Concord, one in Winston-Salem, and one right here in Greensboro on Stanley Road, right across from Best Buy. As always, feel free to check out our website, popculturepodcast.com, for all your entertainment news and notes, courtesy of our good friends over at Zibster.com. That is Zibster. And on behalf of everyone from Zero Dark Nerdy, thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week. Thanks.
Yeah! Victory!
And anger management?
Fuck anger management.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.